Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Santoya Brown Long. She is the author of Free Santoya, My Search for Redemption in the American Prison System. At the age of 16, she was a human trafficking victim and found herself incarcerated for life. She has a redemptive story, and since 2019, the Lord has made a way for her, and she is now telling her story. She is a free woman. Santoya, welcome.
Thank you.
Oftentimes in Nebraska, we hear, well, trafficking doesn't exist. I know that it does. I know you do. What would you say to that?
I would say that trafficking can be happening right under your nose, and you may not realize it. It's way more common than any of us would like to admit. But what the problem is victims are being misidentified. A lot of times you'll see some people refer to certain girls as being fast or being promiscuous. Sometimes you see people turn a blind eye to a young girl in a relationship with an older man. And sometimes you just kind of just write certain girls off that, you know, that's the choices they're making. But the fact of the matter is no child can choose to be exploited in that way. Any young girl who's engaged in any kind of sex for commerce is being taken advantage of. And that is exactly what sex trafficking is.
It's a tragedy. I know we've got moms, dads listening, and they care, you know, about their minor children. What are two important things every mom, every dad, every grandparent should make sure their children or grandchildren are aware of so they do not become trafficked victims?
You know, when I look at my situation and what really led to me being in a position where I was vulnerable to being exploited, it was that I had a lot of issues with knowing what my identity was. And if I had to say the most important thing that parents can do or anyone can do to any young person in your life that you come into contact with is make sure they know their identity in Christ. That is the most important thing that you can do to prevent this from happening to a young girl.
Tomorrow, we're going to conclude our week as we continue your redemptive story. God bless you, Santoya.
Thank you. God bless you.